Connor Howe, speedskating, World Cup silver medalist Connor Howe is a problem. With a long and charging stride, the 6'4" athlete uses every inch of a towering frame to slice through fresh ice and push a fierce attack on the oval. Somewhat of a quiet guy, how the bullet on ice shot up world rankings over the past 2 years has been anything but silent. Winning medals on the World Cup and World Championship have almost become expected of Howe, and he's recently taken over as Canada's top 1,500-meter skater, his specialty race. He's only 21 and getting better and faster every day. Oh yeah, Howe is absolutely a problem. 2 years ago, I wouldn't have thought about it, said Howe on qualifying to his first Winter Olympic Games. I was just getting on the international scene, and in my first World Championships I came in last in the 1500. So I wasn't really expecting this steep of a curve. I was a little tight and not skating and focusing the way I could, and I didn't have the confidence yet, but that's come since then. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Connor Howe, at Connor Howe 00, in December 2021. Howe became one of Canmore's first athletes to pre-qualify to the 2022 Games in the men's 1,500 meters and team pursuit races, with back-to-back podiums at the ISU World Cup in Calgary. The silver medal in the 1,500 meters was Howe's first ever individual medal on the top circuit, and he flew across the line with a smoking personal best time of 1 minute 42 seconds and 42 milliseconds. To add some more perspective on how fast that is, 25 years ago in 1997, Canadian Kevin Overland broke the 1,500 meters world record inside the very same Calgary Oval that Howe earned his recent PB, except Overland was about 7 seconds slower than the Canmore skater at a time of 1 minute 49 seconds and 7 milliseconds. The current world record is 1 minute 40 seconds and 17 milliseconds, taken by Dutch skater Kjeld Nauwe in 2019. Speaking of the Dutch, the Netherlands men's pursuit team, one of the best in world and Pyeongchang bronze medalist, will be a main competitor against Canada's pursuit team of Howe, Jordan Belchoz and Ted Jan Bloemen. Team pursuit is Howe's best shot at landing on a podium in Beijing. It was during the 2020-21 season that Howe started making noise as part of the trio of Canucks. The speed skating events take place inside the recently opened ice ribbon, the crown jewel of Beijing's Olympic venues. It features a 400-meter ice racing track and enough seating to accommodate up to 12,000 screaming fans. A huge fan of watching and playing tennis, Howe grew up admiring the skill set of all-time great Roger Federer. Describing the 20-time Grand Slam champion and Olympic medalist as elegant and skilled, Howe's grace in a pair of skates has placed him in a conversation that Federer was once in. One that ignites debates in inner circles and within media and sportscasters, contending for Olympic medals. From humble beginnings at the Banff Canmore Speed Skating Club, Howe started out as a short track skater and, admittedly, wasn't that good at the sport. At age 15 he started speed skating on the long track and excelled as an athlete, winning the Peter Williamson Memorial Bursary from Speed Skating Canada, awarded annually to promising skaters who best combine athletic and scholastic achievement. The speedy Canuck also won Alberta Junior Long Track Speed Skater of the Year in 2018-19 and 2016-17. The first few years I just did it for fun, said Howe. I didn't even want to race, I just kind of in it for the skating, and then eventually I got racing and more into it and went along from there. He's won 5 World Cup medals and 1 World Championship silver in a year's time, which has bolstered an undeniably growing confidence. Because of this meteoric rise, Howe has set new goals for Beijing. As I've come up faster than I'd thought, now I'm thinking an Olympic medal would be really cool, for sure, he said,